Hey guys, what's going on? Hey, what's going on? This is Al. The show was actually supposed to start at 6:30 Central Time, and it's 5:30 or 5:40 right now, so I don't know what happened, but I guess I got to start an hour earlier. But I'll go ahead and start it, and then if anybody missed it, then I'll just send you guys the recording. But so we're talking about the subconscious mind. Right now we got about 6 people on Facebook, 12 on Twitter, 8 on Instagram, and from my email list, I got about 10 people on. So I think that's about 36 people. But tonight we'll be talking about the subconscious mind, and what my intention is before I start the call is to make the listener aware that, number one, that they have absolute control and power over every circumstance or situation in their life, you know, by using their subconscious mind. You know, I've been studying this stuff for about 8 years. I done seen it work in my life in a big way, and I'm actually using it again right now to take myself to higher heights. So, you know, the speaker is speaking from experience. You know, I was in a situation where, you know, things was really bad for me and the people around me. And I really took this stuff seriously for about 60 days. And I seen, you know, magic and miracles happen, you know, going from taking a bus to a new M3 BMW to, you know, looking in the magazines, dreaming about taking vacations to actually, you know, being on those beaches consistently for years and years. So, anyway, just a little bit about me, knowing that the speaker has some experience in seeing these things that I'm talking about work. That's the whole point. All right, so let's get into it. Have you guys ever wondered why one person is rich or why another person is poor? Have you guys ever wondered why, you know, one person gets what they want in life and, you know, with effortless ease and, you know, another person works really hard and doesn't get what they really want in life, and it doesn't seem fair? You guys ever wondered that? You ever seen somebody get bad results, or have you ever received bad results in your own life? And you see other people that's not as smart as you actually getting better results than you. You know, it doesn't seem fair. Well, the only reason why all that stuff happens and the only reason why we all have different results in our life is because of the picture that we hold in our own subconscious minds. Okay, so today I'm going to explain that. It's going to be a 4-part series. And right now, today, all we're doing is talking about, you know, what is it and why is it important? And then I'll give you guys some tidbits on how to use it to get what you want. So really today the call is really just about awareness, because some people don't even know they have this power inside of them. You know, they're in situations right now and they feel like they're hopeless, you know, and, you know, it's situations in people's life right now that they feel that they know they better than, and they don't feel like they have any power. So the whole point of this call is to let people know, you know, that they have the power. So what is the subconscious mind? Well, it's actually the part of your being that, hold on, guys. Somebody's calling in. Okay, they're going to have to wait. All right, so what is the subconscious mind? It's actually the part of your being that has, it's actually the part of your being that has been pumping your blood since you've been listening to me. You know, it's the part of your being that has been digesting your food while you've been listening. You know, it's the part of your being that causes your breathing and everything else, even while you're sleeping. You need not to figure out what this power is. You already have this power. You know, this power is already existing inside of you. You know, you already possess it. You know, the subconscious mind, I like to say that it's like the factory that produces the good and bad results that we receive in our life. You know, like we may receive a bad result or a good result, but the subconscious mind is just a factor. It's just what brings it to you. You know, and I'll talk about, you know, how how all that happens as well, you know, before the show is over with. What is it? The subconscious mind is always working night and day, you know, and this is what I really like most about the subconscious mind and what I really like most about life. I'm mostly interested in things that are real, whether we believe it or not. So everybody that's listening to the call right now, like the subconscious mind and that part of your being, that's real whether you believe it or not. We're not sitting up here talking about religion. We're not sitting up here talking about, you know, it's either Allah or Krishna, you know, that's hearsay. But the subconscious mind and that type of law, that immutable law, is real whether we believe it or not. You know, so it's going to be working for you. It's working for you right now. It's working for me right now, whether we believe it or not, hopefully for our good, you know, but we'll get more into that and how to, you know, program it and everything. Why is the subconscious mind important? You know, why is this important to even listen to and to even know about? Well, with proper use, you know, of the subconscious mind, you can attract the ideal business partner, the ideal car, your ideal spouse, your ideal dream job, the ideal clients for your business, et cetera. You know, so that's why it's important. Another reason why understanding and knowing that you have this power and how to use it is important, because it knows the answers to all the problems that we have. You know, you may have heard somebody tell you one time, like, all the answers are inside of you. You know, I remember going through working with one of Tony Robbins' coaches in 2011. And I remember the lady, the first thing she told me was, all the answers are inside of you. And all the answers are inside of you as well. You know, all the answers that you have to life, you know, to your problems or whatever, it's all inside of you. You know, and the subconscious mind, your own subconscious mind can reveal that to you, you know, if you go about asking it properly. And we'll get into all that as well. Why is the subconscious mind important? Because you can give it commands. You know, our subconscious minds and our minds are like computers, you know, and, you know, our minds are like computers. So you can actually program the subconscious mind literally like programmers program a computer, you know, or programmers program a game, like they want, you know, the little avatar to go this way, go that way, shoot, jump. We can literally program our minds to believe whatever we want, you know, and it's deeper than just, you know, saying something over and over again. And then, you know, a few weeks later, you start to believe a lie. You know, we all done did that. We tell a lie so much, you know, we start to believe it. Like, hold on, is this true? You know, so we actually can program the subconscious mind. It's actually, we actually can control it, get believe whatever we want. And if we can make it believe something about ourselves, then it's going to be brought into our life, whether we like it or not. Like, it's going to move heaven and, you know, heaven and earth to bring it to you. That's the whole point. You know, if we can program the subconscious mind to believe we make $100,000 a year, like I did, you know, in the past, then that's what's going to be brought out into reality. See, that was my reality. You see what I'm saying? So, and we'll get in more into about how to actually program that. You know, if you can program the subconscious mind to bring, you know, your dream mate to you, you know, or to get that dream job, then we can program it to do that by auto-suggestion, as Napoleon Hill would say. Also, it's important because what is impressed in the subconscious mind is expressed. So if you impress the subconscious mind with your, you impress the subconscious mind with your conscious thoughts. So the predominant thought is the thought that actually is a thought that gets expressed in the subconscious mind. So what I mean by saying what is impressed in your subconscious mind is expressed. Whatever you impress in there, meaning if you keep thinking the same conscious thoughts over and over again, like, you know I can make, I don't know, for example, $6,000 a day or whatever. You know I earn $2 million a year in passive income. If you keep speaking that in the present, then you can actually program your subconscious mind to believe that, and then it'll give you ideas and thoughts. It'll hand down ideas and thoughts from the subconscious to your conscious mind on ideas to take. You see what I'm saying? So that's how it works. Also, the subconscious mind is important to know about is because it's perpetually put in our life, like God perpetually put it in our lives to as an order taker. You know, isn't that phenomenal? It's an order taker. I like how Dr. Robert Anthony put that. He was talking about the subconscious mind is literally put in our lives as a it's perpetually put there to take orders from us. You know, like that's the kind of power you have. So if we're in a situation that's destitute or we need money for something or, you know, you need a car or whatever it is, you know, we can program our subconscious minds to believe that we already have what we want. That's the whole trick. We can't say, you know, I will have it or anything like that, because that's a definite feeling associated to that. It's in the future. So if you put it in the future, it's where it's going to stay. We have to think, speak, and act like we already have it. See what I'm saying? And communicate that to the subconscious mind, tell you how we can do that. So actually, the subconscious mind is like the genie in the Latin. Like if you guys remember Aladdin back in the day, you know, Aladdin, the genie was put there and it said, your wish is my command. You know, so it's literally that simple. You know, it's not easy, but it's simple that we literally can ask for what we want, you know, act from a state of believing that we already have it, you know, to the ridiculous, and then see it show up in our life. You know what I'm saying? And now, how do you use it to get what you want? You can speak to this part of you can speak to the subconscious mind with authority and conviction, and it will conform to see, when we speak to our subconscious minds, you know, it's through auto-suggestion. So we have to speak to it in authority. Like, you know, if I say, you know, I earned $200,000, you know, I earned $200,000 in 2015. That's what I've earned. You know, if we keep speaking that, then that's what authority and conviction. And if we keep doing it over a period of time, then it'll sink into the subconscious mind and be accepted as truth. And when that happens, you better watch out, because it's going to move heaven and earth to make that happen for you. That's the whole point of this call. Like, if we can program our subconscious minds to believe what we want and just relax and let it come to us, then, you know, our lives can be a lot easier. A lot of people don't even know they have this power, never heard of the subconscious mind. They just think stuff happened to them. Everything in our life, we attract them into our life, good and bad. And that's really one of the standpoints that we got to come from, because if people don't believe that, then it's kind of going to be hard to really start using this power that you have within yourself to change your life to whatever situation you want. You can use the subconscious mind in the first 15 minutes of the day and the last 15 minutes of the day. That's when it's most receptive. Your subconscious mind is most receptive during the first 15 minutes and the last 15 minutes of the day. And the reason that is because you're in that drowsy, sleepy state. And that's when your brain is in a theta state, what we call the theta, or what the scientists call the theta state. And when you're in a theta state, you can actually access the subconscious mind more easily. You know, you can do it throughout the day consciously by just writing down your goal on a sheet of paper or on an index card and just carry it with you in your pocket. You know, when you're in the store, you write it down in the present tense, you know, positive, present, and personal. You can write down something like, you know, I'm so happy and grateful now that I graduated from Georgia State University, you know, summa cum laude or whatever. You know, you may be a sophomore or junior in college or a senior in college, and that may be your declaration. Well, you would continue to speak that all throughout the day as many times as you can. And remember, it's in the present. It's positive, personal, and present. So I didn't say I will graduate, because everything is now. The subconscious mind doesn't understand it doesn't know the difference between. It doesn't have no past and no future. Like, it only knows now. So whatever we speak in through auto-suggestion, which is just repeating something to yourself over and over again, the most importantly in the first 15 minutes a day, like as soon as you wake up, you know, you should have a card or something that you read off of. Like, I normally read off my phone, or I'll just think about what I want and I'll imagine it, you know, and put the sensory vibes into that, which we'll get into in the next call. I wish I could take some calls, but I actually got on the call a little bit later because it was supposed to be at 6:30 instead of 5:30 p.m., but only got a few minutes left. Let me see. Yeah, so basically, this whole call was just about awareness. You know, the next call we're gonna talk about, how to program the subconscious mind, because it's literally like a computer. And I'm really gonna get into some nitty-gritty details about, how to program it and everything. I gave you guys a little bit about, the first 15 minutes and last 15 minutes of the day is the most important, because that's when we really can access that part of our mind the easiest. And so, like Neville Goddard talks about, we need to just live in the end. Imagine the end result and live there. And the whole point is, what I mean by live there is, we need to write down what we want and get into all the sensory vibes. Like, what do you see? What do you smell? What do you taste? What do you touch? What do you hear? And how do you feel? And we write those things down. And then the whole point of doing that is, once it's accepted in our subconscious minds, we'll start to get different ideas to take action on. Like, if you guys ever read The Secret, Jack Canfield, he actually used the same process. So, he wanted to make $100,000 a year. He didn't know how to do it. He kept his goal in front of him for 30 days straight, every morning, every night, looked at it and spoke, I make $100,000 a year. And then he got an idea about his book. He never sold the chicken soup for the sold books. And then he ended up meeting a lady who helped him end up selling those books. And then at the end of the year, $1,000. But before he started, he didn't have no plan, no purpose. I mean, no plan, no nothing. So, that's the power of it. We don't have to know how. A lot of people get caught up in how this gonna happen, how that gonna happen. They never even write down, they never even plan anything. But if you go in the end and live there every single day, what do you see? What do you smell? What do you taste? What do you touch? What do you hear? How do you feel? Write it all down on a sheet of paper. It's called writing scripts. And then from that, we can program our subconscious minds as well. And I'll get into more detail in the next call, but I think I only got like 30 seconds left. Man, I wish I would have. I think Blog Talk Radio had my time zone on a different time zone. It wasn't on Central. I think it was still on Atlanta time zone. And I'm in a different state now. So, but I appreciate you guys for listening in. Hopefully, you guys became aware of this part of your mind. And if you guys got any questions, just email or call 225-255-0832, 225-255-0832. I appreciate you guys trusting me and listening in to me. This is Al. You guys have a great night.
Thank you.